affected. Also, the Prime Minister repeated the interview we had earlier that all rest homes are moving immediately to the equivalent of a level 4 lockdown throughout the country. That means unless there are exceptions in cases of palliative care, perhaps end-of-life situations negotiated with the rest homes, no visitors possible, as was the case during level 4. And also affected, of course, by these latest changes, funerals and tangihanga in Auckland. From 11:59 today, funerals and tangi in Auckland will be limited to a maximum of 10 under the new alert level 3 restrictions. Funeral directors say the sudden change is coming as a terrible shock to whānau and families. For the rest of the country, under alert level 2 rules, gatherings will be limited to 100. 4 cases of community transmission of COVID-19 from the same family were confirmed yesterday. The origin remains unknown. Gary Taylor is president of the Funeral Directors Association of New Zealand. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So this news, as has happened previously, has come as a shock, has come quickly and come as a shock, particularly to Auckland and to the rest of the country. And so, goodness, how does it affect people who are in the situation now of preparing for funerals and tangihanga?
You're absolutely right. It's the speed, once again, we're being asked to react to that I think is one of the most difficult things to deal with. I've been talking to a number of funeral directors in Auckland today, and they've been in contact with families, and a number of funeral services are being deferred that were for today or tomorrow. People can't get to them, and obviously the restriction of 10 is very limiting. In the rest of the country, we are looking at 100, but 10 in Auckland, that's a huge burden to put on families again, and they're just going to have to put up with it. It seems there's been absolutely no leeway given to us by the government at all.
Are some deciding to defer their planned funerals till next week in the hope that this is temporary?
Yes, but we don't know what next week looks like. We know that in order to look at test results and work this through the system, if you like, will take 7 days, 14 days. So next week is still up in the air for a lot of families. So even deferring to next week doesn't necessarily guarantee them the ability to gather and mourn their dead. But certainly deferring is one of the options that they're looking at.
The referring is happening then. Is this a case where the funeral directors themselves perhaps were prepared and now the difficult task is explaining things to families and whānau?
Yes. Funeral directors, having been through this from a logistical point of view, are well able to implement the requirements of the change in alert level. That's not a problem. The problem remains the same as it was originally, that the families are affected and they are going to be denied the ability to gather together, support each other and mourn their dead. And that has an ongoing, an onflowing emotional impact on those families. So funeral directors, once again, are in the front line of having to communicate that. I know the calls that have gone around this morning to families. There are a lot of upset families out there once again. Remarkably, they understand, but that doesn't make it any easier for them.
All right, so again, often those most acutely affected are those who, through sheer timing and misfortune, have a loved one very ill, have a loved one, as we're mentioning, in the rest homes. It's going to be a situation of having to negotiate access in some cases, or indeed are mourning a loved one who's died. And as you said, you're not getting any flexibility. The rules are the rules, Gary.
Yeah, we were talking to the ministry last night and they were quite adamant that they needed the rules to be abided by. We understand that. It doesn't make communicating that to families any easier for us.
Did you have some issues last time with families disobeying the limit of 10 rule? And what position does this put the funeral directors in?
Remarkably, I would say 99% of families were extremely cooperative and allowed us to do our job without too much issue. There were some isolated incidents where families felt that the measures being asked of them were too much. But generally, through negotiation, we were able to deal with those. But it does put the funeral director absolutely in the front line between the family and the rules. And as such, we tend to get squeezed in that space a little bit, which isn't an ideal situation, but we also understand circumstances require it.
Thank you very much. Gary Taylor is President of the Funeral Directors Association of New Zealand. Just